54 Mexicans are on death row in the United States. Mexico does not execute prisoners and opposes death sentences for its nationals abroad. In some cases, the accused were not informed of their right to call their consulate. Soon after Vicente Fox became president, Mexico opened a special office to help Mexicans avoid U.S. death chambers. It's the first of its kind, and NPR's Jerry Haddon reports it's having some success.
Javier Suarez Medina was 19 years old when he shot dead an undercover Dallas policeman in an aborted drug deal. 14 years later, he awaits execution in a Texas jail. In early July, his parents came to Mexico City in a last-minute bid to save their son from his August 14th execution. Guadalupe Medina, Javier's mother, spoke to journalists.
I know you're also parents, and you know the pain and fear of losing a child. For this reason, before you all, with your reporting, I want to touch the hearts of all mothers to gain support for Javier, even if it's just moral. When you go to the church, remember Javier's name. Pray that they don't execute him.
There are few legal angles left for Medina. On June 28th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to consider his final appeal. But attorneys from Mexico's new Capital Legal Defense Fund are pursuing options Medina might not have learned about from inexperienced court-appointed lawyers. Juan Manuel Gomez from Mexico's foreign ministry helps oversee Mexico's new program.
Solicitar la clemencia ejecutiva.
We're trying for a governor's pardon, he says, and we're also filing a formal complaint to the U.S. government in Washington, D.C. regarding the violation of the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, if it remains clear that the U.S. never informed Javier of his right to contact the Mexican consulate. According to Amnesty International, of the 16 foreign nationals put to death since the U.S. reinstated capital punishment in 1976, at least a dozen never learned of this right, guaranteed under the decades-old Vienna Convention. Sandra Babcock, an American attorney, leads Mexico's new legal defense team. She says often police don't know of the convention and courts have ignored it.
Mexico is trying to reach out to police departments to provide training. The State Department says that it's trying to provide training to local law enforcement officers. But obviously, whatever they're doing, it's not enough. And until the courts start providing remedies for the violation of this treaty, I think there's really no incentive for law enforcement to comply. Because if they do violate the treaty, it's no harm, no foul.
Babcock works closely with Mexico's consulates, helping suspects find Spanish-speaking attorneys and mental health experts. She and her 6 part-time aides have been able to persuade prosecutors not to seek the death penalty in 15 of the 64 cases they've taken on so far. The legal office is also helping organize high-level diplomatic intervention. Last year, President Vicente Fox himself appealed successfully to the state of Oklahoma to commute the death sentence of a Mexican who had allegedly received flawed representation. But in the larger picture of U.S.-Mexico relations, the death penalty does not top the agenda. The two nations are grappling with immigration, water scarcity, border security. Yet this year, 4 more Mexicans are likely to enter U.S. execution chambers, and some 140 more could be sentenced to death in coming months. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.